Thank you. Mr. Jude, James Price.
Thank you, too.
You're welcome, buddy. That's a good tune there. I really like that. It's one of the best ones off your album, I believe. I'd now like to tell you a little bit about the gentleman that's standing here holding the 50th anniversary signature series, Stanley Tone Banjo. And he's done a great job for you here so far. And he's also been doing this same routine that you're looking at right here for about the past 53 years now, which this October the 16th will make him 53 years. So go ahead and give him a nice hand. Yeah. 53 years. And during those 53 years, he's definitely became nothing short of a legend in the field of old time and mountain style of what they call bluegrass music, traditional bluegrass music. And he's also achieved a lot of awards down through the years that he's very proud of. And I'd kind of like to go back and tell you about a few of them right now. And one was back in 1976, Lincoln Memorial University out of Harrogate, Tennessee. Made him honorary doctor of music, and that's how they tagged him with that title, Dr. Ralph Stanley. And also back in 1984, the President of the United States made him the first American recipient of the National Heritage Award. And on July the 9th of 1997, the governor of a great state of Virginia gave him a proclamation that from now on July the 9th in the state of Virginia, that it will always be Ralph Stanley Day, from now on, forever and ever. So put your hands together for him on that, too.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Brag on me.
Huh?
Hey, brag on me. Tell him a lot more.
Well, I'm doing my best. He's also a deputy sheriff in Greene County, Ohio.
Yeah, I am.
And he's Kentucky's own state cow milking champion.
Yes, I am. I am.
And he's a member of the Bluegrass Hall of Honor and the Bluegrass Hall of Fame. And there you go. And ladies and gentlemen, there's not a doubt in my mind when it comes right down to picking the five-string banjo and singing some tenor so lonesome that it would make you want to cry. Right here is a man that can do it. So won't you make him feel real welcome here tonight in Hartford, Connecticut, the one and only, the legendary, my father, Dr. Ralph Stanley.